Και αυτά τι είναι.
That you're gonna
take a turn of corn.
How much is a turn?
2,000 pounds.
Where would the cows be kept? Where would the cows be kept?
In the pastures.
Did you have any buildings for them?
Some had sheds and some didn't.
If you wanted to shut a cow up for milking, what would you call a little makeshift fenced in place where you could shut the cows up to milk them?
Cow pen?
Where would the cow pen be?
It was here at the back of the house.
And a farm where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter, you'd call that a
dairy?
Did you ever hear the word dairy used to mean anything else besides a big farm like that? What would dairy mean?
I have no dairy sitting outside the yard. That's all over.
What's a dairy?
That's just a little small building that you put your milk and cream and things in that you don't want to put in the house.
Would it keep it cooler?
Cooler, yes.
Was it screened or what?
It had the little spring windows.
Where would you keep potatoes and turnips during the winter?
We didn't keep any turnips, only what was grew. But the potatoes, I had the potato houses. Potato hats, I call it.
Potato what?
Hat.
What did that look like?
That's a little house. Little barn.
What animals would you get pork from?
Hog.
Where would they be kept?
In the hog pen.
And what sort of, did y'all ever raise cotton? What sort of work do you have to do with cotton?
Well, the main thing is to prepare the ground. And fellas says when the season gets right, you plant it.
How do you prepare the ground?
Plow.
Were there different kinds of plows?
This is a walking plow, and then they got the middle buster, and then they got the flat the this, I mean the turning plow, riding plow.
Could you ride on the turning plow? What about the walking plow? How is that different?
That was soon discarded.
That was what?
Soon discarded.
How is that different from the turning plow? How did that work?
Well, it was a turning plow and it was on wheels and had a seat on it.
That was a walking plow?
No, that was a riding plow.
What about the walking one?
Well, it had two handles on a tongue. The mold board went on that tongue.
The what board?
Mold board.
What's that?
That's the thing that turns the dirt off when the plow point cuts it loose.
You call that the?
The mold board.
Mold like the?
Floor stalk. Next row.
What's something that has little teeth in it that breaks up the ground finer than a plow?
Harrow.
Were there different kinds of harrows?
Many kinds.
What were some of the different names?
Well, I don't know.
When you're plowing the trench that the plow cuts, it's called a... You cut kind of a ditch, you call that the...
The plow?
Yeah, what do you call the trench that it cuts out in the ground? Throws the dirt?
Farmer.
Huh?
Farmer.
Okay. When you plow them with two horses, do you ever hear a name for the one that walks in the furrow?
Yeah.
What's that called?
Well, that's where the rock was in the furrow.
Uh-huh. Does, if you have two horses, does, let me just stop.